So Dan Le Batard of the Miami Herald and Le Batard Show and highly questionable ESPN has these things called rants. And they're like championship rants. So whenever something great happens in Miami, he'll, you know, does like a parody of a sports fan rant, fandom, whatever you want to call it. So when LeBron went to Cleveland, everybody, you know, people were, you know, trying to do rants. And there was a Cleveland radio station that did a rant that you can find on YouTube. So I heard the rant. And before that, I was already planning on doing one, but then I'm like, you know, this isn't going to be funny. I'm not going to embarrass myself. And then, you know, I heard their rant and I'm like, I think I can do that. So I decided to put one together. So this podcast is actually not a podcast. It's just me ranting about LeBron coming back to Cleveland. If you want to read what I wrote on LeBron's return, you can go to Comedic Prose and check it out. But right now, let's get to the rant. Please share it, subscribe on iTunes, and I hope you guys enjoy. I didn't plan on doing a rant, but then I heard that Cleveland rant, and I thought, let me see if I can do something better. So here we go. I'm not cramping up. Jump on my back. The king is back. The king is back in Cleveland. Dan Gilbert got him. Full price on a two-year deal. What the hell are we cheering about? Pat Riley was blindsided by LeBron James leaving. Where the hell was he looking when Dan Gilbert was flying down there? LeBron said there'll be no party, no press conference. So I'll do it for him. Not one, not two, not three, not four. Those are the phases of LeBron James leaving. Stugatz was right. Holy sh**, Stugatz was right. La Familia! Has anybody told Udonis Haslem that LeBron James has left? I'm pretty sure LeBron didn't tell him. Give it to me again. Come on. Give it to me again. I'm feeling the stroke is going. David Black is a new Filipino Jackson. Eric Spoelstra is Mike Brown. Hey, Jabari Parker, you didn't want to come to Cleveland then. I bet you want to come now. Only got one thing to say to you. Enjoy Milwaukee. Be ready to spill Jason's kid's drink and give him a ride home after the DUI incident and the whole domestic abuse thing. Okay, why am I talking about Milwaukee? This is about Miami. Why would you leave Miami? I love Miami. Miami has beaches. Cleveland has Lake Erie. Miami has Prime 112. Cleveland has the old country buffet. Miami has cocaine cowboys. Cleveland has a racist Indians logo. Ooh. I still don't know what the hell LeBron James is thinking. Honestly, LeBron, Cleveland? Miami went to the finals 4 years in a row. That hasn't been done since the 80s. Cleveland hasn't been in the playoffs since you left. Look, that's the worst decision since Brian Dunkelman left American Idol. Pat Riley said LeBron didn't have the guts. You know what he had? He had the nuts. Maverick Carter, nuts. Rich Paul, nuts. Dan Gilbert, ew. Hey Jabari, enjoy Milwaukee. Miami has beautiful women. Cleveland now has the whore of Akron. Or are we supposed to forget about that? Or the whole fact that he left and then he said he didn't like people from Cleveland? It doesn't matter. Throw the powder up.